Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dousing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Richard Needle. I am a PhD nutritionist. I am not a dietitian. When I talk about things to eat for the body, I talk about things that are right for a particular genetics that each of us have, and we're all different. And so when we look at low fat, high fat, high protein, calories are the only thing that count, you know, for weight. And we go through all of these things. In my practice here in Atlanta, Georgia, I have the finest, most accurate results that I've ever had in close to 30 years as a doctor of nutrition. And in the early years, I was very much into diets and thinking that one diet would work for everyone, and I have found that that is not true. And I think all of you listening tonight, excuse me, already know that all these different diets may not be working for you. And if you are very, very lucky, you hit upon one that not only do you lose weight, but you feel better and you're comfortable with. But for most people, it is a ongoing struggle to find out what's the best way for me to eat. And I'm concerned not just about your calories and your weight, but what is going on inside of the body. And so when I work with people and I work with clients, I am primarily interested in your health. And this is what I wanted to point out tonight, and before we get into that, I would like to tell you, if you are a new listener, or if you've been with me every Thursday or now and then, what I want to do is to make this a very, very exciting, interesting, and informative hour that you spend with me each Thursday, and I would like to take, at no cost, it's a free live consultation during this hour. Somebody calls me, they give me their name, just give me your first name, that's fine. I don't need to know all the details, nor do the listeners. Just give me your name and where you're calling from. And if you will call 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756, I will douse for you and give you free information that I would normally charge as if you were a client. So as far as I'm concerned, I will treat you just as I do all the clients that I work with all over the United States and some in Canada as well. I will treat you as if you were one of my clients, and so you will get a very free amount of information, a lot, and most important, for the first time in your life, it's going to be information that's going to make you feel better, have more energy, and reverse, in some cases, in early stages of different illnesses that are going on in your body. And certainly, prevention is very, very powerful. And because I work with genetics, it will be just for you, and it'll be the most accurate and the first time that you will ever receive this information, whether you have been just to nobody and on your own, to just the medical doctors, or you've been into the holistic field with naturopaths and nutritional chiropractors and acupuncturists and so forth, you will find that this will surpass and be the ultimate of healing for you. And what I'd like to do, again, if you will call 1-888-815-9756, I will stop where I'm at this evening, and we'll just pick it right up. And I can only talk with one person per hour, but it will, if you can't get through, you can call me next week or the following Thursday, where you can get in and get a free, not only dowsing reading of your health, but what's the right protein for you? What is the right eating plan for you? What are the foods that are making you sick and you're not aware of it? What are the foods that you think you're eating right? And that's really, it's been my experience. And when somebody tells me they're eating right, I don't have any faith in that, because I want to know, and what I want to help people find is what is eating right for their genetics. I'm going to repeat it. Their genetics, your genetics. It is not a mass healing out there. My goodness, we already know that, don't we? And so, as I continue tonight, again, I'll give that number, 1-888-815-9756. And if you call me, we will really start in, and we will do what's called dowsing. And I need to go over this, particularly for new people who had not heard of dowsing, or you've heard of it, or maybe you've taken some courses and are a dowser. Let me tell you right up front, and I'll be very blunt about it. People who have been to weekend seminars, read a book, did a little dowsing, consider themselves dowsers, okay? Those are the people who end up coming to me for their health conditions. And I will tell you, this is not to beat my chest and tell you how terrific I am, but I am telling you this because this is the good and welfare of all of us and our listeners this evening. It is very dangerous for someone to have some lessons in dowsing, and then if they're working with health for themselves and in their family, they will start dowsing and tell the members of their family or their good friends or whatever what is best for them, what they should take, what medicines they should get off of. I'm here to tell you, folks, that is extremely dangerous. There is no way that somebody can start and be and call themselves a dowser or members of the dowsing association. I find 100% of the time, not 90, not 80, not 50, 100% of the time, I find that these people are using their own opinions when they're giving the information out there. They don't know that they're doing that. They think that this is very high accuracy. So what I'm saying is that it is a God-given gift that I possess. It doesn't mean that you can't be a dowser like Dr. Needle, but I am here to tell you that it is a psychic realm that I work with, and it is expressed through a dowsing rod and dowsing. So when I talk to clients and they say, oh yeah, I'm a dowser, I'm real familiar with it, and I've done it and so forth, they will quickly find out that the information that they're receiving is very, very inaccurate. And so if you want to put this into words with what I do, it is dowsing, but it is psychic dowsing. This is not my opinion. This information that I give to you comes through me, and it is expressed. I happen to choose a little pendulum that vibrates and brings this information into me. And when I first started, it was very frightening to me because I was working with clients and they would go to their doctors and they'd come back, and over and over and over again, these clients tell me, Dr. Needle, that's exactly what the scan said. That's exactly what the test was. That's exactly what the cholesterol reading was. That's exactly about where the tumor located in my cousin's body is. So I tell you these things because those that are open, those people who connect with me, who understand, and if anybody's going to understand what I'm talking about, it is primarily the folks on BBS Radio, because these are the intuitive people, the spiritual people. They're very open, and they understand, and many of them will tell me, Dr. Needle, I feel I was led to you, or I could tell by the vibrations you are authentic. And this is a problem. There's so many unauthentic people out there, and it does give a bad name to whatever the profession is. So I want to make it real clear, this is not just dowsing. So it is a very strong psychic element. I'm told it's coming through my angels. And so I do get help with it, and therefore, everybody I work with gets better. Wow. How can that be? Here's how. If I can't help somebody, I tell you right up front. That is the way I have run my practice. That is why my success rate is that everybody gets better who works my program. Everyone. Because I will tell you, if something is so advanced that I cannot help you. And that way, it is extremely high accuracy of feeling better, of different diseases that seem to start reversing themselves. In some cases, in early stages, they're gone away with. It's just remarkable when you give the body what it needs and the client will go out and practice and use the eating plan, the 500 food eating plan that I give them. It's not a diet. It's a guide to let people know, what are the foods that are making us sick? What are the foods that are making us feel better? What are the foods that are okay to eat? They're not necessarily health foods. So those are the three categories that I work with, and I'm here to tell you that is the primary cause of sickness and disease is eating the wrong lectins. Lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, that is from a philosophy. It's not a proven science. It's over 100 years old, and it's called lectinology. You go on the internet, you'll find almost nothing about it. But I was very fortunate and led through the grace of God to this way of helping my clients when I realized that for the first several years, I did what all of the holistic healers are doing, and that is guessing. In most cases, it's putting something in a natural form that takes the place of a drug, and that's good, but does it vibrate? Does that natural product, is it compatible with that person? That's the secret. That is the ultimate secret of very, very high vibrational healing. I am almost 72 years old. My wife is close to 71 years old. That is our chronological age. My wife, right now, what is the real age? And if anybody's calling in here tonight, or you call my office and become a client, you will find out, and you can watch the progress of with your chronological age, and what is the real age inside of our bodies? How old are we really? Well, I'm going to tell you right now that my wife is 43 years old. She's going to be almost 71 in August. I am 45 inside. I am 45 and going to be 72 in May. And so, well, Dr. Needle, probably you and your wife, more than likely, you got fantastic genes. Well, I'd like to tell you that, and if you do have fantastic genes, you're going to do even better with my program. But unfortunately, both my wife and I were born to people and our parents, who are all passed over now, were in their from 70 years old up to 81, heart disease, cancer, stroke. And so we have not escaped that. However, by doing our program for the last few years, we are anti-aging. That's the name of my company, Anti-Aging Plus. That's actually the name of my corporation in my private practice, that we are youthing and we are getting younger inside. Is there a way that you'll never age? No, I'm not saying that. But what we're doing is that we're cleaning up our body to the point that we're in our early 40s inside. And here we are in our early 70s, and it's not unusual because client after client who stays with me a minimum of 6 months to a year and more, they get on that track, and it's incredible. It's incredible that you find out once and for all, this is the right food for me to eat. Let me go back to that. What is the right food for you to eat? It is the lectins or protein chemicals that are inside of our food and drink, and they are either compatible or incompatible to our bodies. If they are compatible, digestion takes place, everything works fine, goes right on through the system and gets into the cells, feeds the cells. Everything is just working well. When there are foods that are incompatible for your genetics. Oh, goodness, that's so important. I need to say it 100 times. For your genetics, not just what the manufacturer's advertising says, not just what your doctor tells you, but is it vibrating positively at cell level in your system? And I haven't said this yet, but I am working at cell level. Way, way, way before the medical community and the marvelous instruments that pick up so much today, but they're not near as close to early stages of problems, health problems that can be reversed or actually completely turned around. And when they're in the early stages, obviously, and I mean not what a medical doctor calls an early stage, but at cell level, in very early stages, which can be picked up vibrationally with the accuracy, the in combination of my psychic ability along with my dowsing. And I have reached out on this radio program, and I ask clients all the time, I have not found, or anyone has told me to this point, and if you're out there, please call me at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, and let me talk with you. Email me at info@dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G for health.com. info@dowsingforhealth.com. And I will love to communicate and hear from you. As far as I know, there are hundreds of people all over the world who say they're dowsers. That's not what I'm talking about. And we just discussed this earlier this evening. I am talking about people who are healing people at cell level with the use of a psychic ability which is transferred, and it is shown to me vibrationally through the dowsing rod. So, again, if somebody wants to call tonight, 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756. And what a great opportunity to call me without spending a nickel. That's a toll-free number. And I'm going to, when we first started on my program, I gave a little bit of basic information and we talked some. And now I'm opening it up and giving the ultimate psychic reading of your body and talking about the health, and you are not paying a nickel for this information. So those that want to call in, we're welcome to have you call in. If you call my office during the week, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056 during the week, I will, and that's 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time here in Atlanta, Georgia, USA. This is an international show for those that are not aware of it. So I do get information and emails from people in England, and then I've had contact with people in France, those two countries, and I'm sure there'll be more as time goes on. So give me a holler, and I will treat you as a client that is paying a fee. And by the way, it's a very affordable fee. It's very affordable. Even with our economy like it is, you would find that whatever you are spending, the amount is going to be less. And if you're not spending anything, each and every day, week, month, and year, things begin to get worse and worse in your system, and you come with me, we can stop it. We can turn it around. We can, in early stages, do so much that we have, and I grew up with the belief system, not knowing that there wasn't any BBS radio that I could tune into on the, there wasn't any internet. But had there been, it wasn't available that there are alternatives. There are alternatives to allopathic medicine or our traditional medicine out there. And I want to tell you that what is the difference? Let's look at the differences in the healing out in this country right now. Let's look at allopathic medicine, okay? That's the use of drugs and surgery. And it is treating a symptom. That's what I grew up with. That's all I knew about. And so I just assumed because somebody was a medical doctor that they knew all about my health. Wrong! Bing, 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 bing. Wrong, wrong, wrong. And at another time, I will tell you how I was guided into this field through the toxic poisoning of my mother over 30 years ago by a psychiatrist and an internist, and how her gift to me through a medium that this information first came to me after her passing over. And I was guided out of the corporate world and into natural healing, where I just knew that there had to be a better way than to cut, burn, and poison people into health. There had to be a better way. And overnight, my mother was brain damaged, and this is not my belief system, folks. The Harvard Medical School physician who I met, and there are no accidents, as we know, that I connected with after my mother passed over, said, send me her records. And then he got back with me, and he said, you have a gigantic, huge lawsuit for a cover-up between the internist and the psychiatrist. And if you want to pursue it, I wouldn't be worried about the economy right now. There'd be so much money. And I chose, and through the guidance and prayer and meditation and a particular medium that I had gone to, that this is the kind of work that I chose to do for the rest of my life. And I started out, and I'll go to the second type healer. I was a healer just like the second group of healers that are out there, and that's the holistic or the natural healers. There's many types, naturopathic physicians. There are acupuncturists, chiropractors who do nutritional work. And so I am a holistic nutritionist, and I treated symptoms just like the medical doctors did. I certainly didn't have surgery, but I used natural herbs, natural vitamins, and yet something wasn't right. And some nights I would go to bed, and, you know, why didn't Mrs. Jones get better? She was taking some good stuff. She was taking a nice green product. And Joe got some fabulous omega-3 fatty acids. And Tom got great vitamins. They're really, really old, pioneer, highly respected vitamin company. And giving this to this client, and still, some people certainly got better. But there were too many of them that didn't. They didn't get worse, but they weren't really recovering from their health. And I have never understood that until the grace of God and the giving of this psychic ability and the use of my dowsing. I now understand that someone gives me the research behind a particular nutritional product that comes out. And first of all, I ask, is it authentic? Number two, does it work for this person who wants to take it? Maybe it works for someone else. You may find, and this is why there's so many variances when you get into, is vitamin C good for us? How many, over the last year, if you've seen any of these articles that are out there, and they're now proving, well, vitamin C doesn't do anything for the human body by taking extra amounts, vitamin A, beta carotene. You know what that is all about? Ladies and gentlemen, it's because of the different genetics that are out there. And so you get these different kinds of results from all of these studies. And so nothing can be absolutely proven that it works or it doesn't work. And so one person's food is another person's poison. One person's food, one person's vitamins can be toxic to another person's vitamins. Yes. Well, Dr. Needle, these are natural. These are natural things that I'm taking. These are organic. I don't care in that aspect. It is nice that something is organic. Don't misunderstand me. But what really matters to me is, does that product have a high positive vibration and compatible to that person and that person's genetics? It either does or it doesn't, or it's neutral, it's okay, but it's not really doing a whole lot. And so it's been a incredible learning opportunity, and through the grace of God, I have recovered from my own health issues earlier in my life. And I didn't tell you that my wife and I take absolutely no medicines. None. Zero. Nada. Zilch. We take no over-the-counter substances because we don't need them. Why don't we need them? Because we are healing our systems and our bodies through not only alternative or holistic healing, but it is right for our genetics. And there's certain things that my wife is taking that I don't, and vice versa. And so anybody who is on my program, they know for the first time, whether they are in their 30s, 40s, or 70s, 60s, 50s, or 80s, it doesn't matter. It's never too late to begin cleaning and detoxifying the system. And there are many, many kind of toxic detoxifying elements out there. I was under supervision many, many years ago under a fasting chiropractor down in Florida for 10 days, water only, and it was incredible. And there was a massive cleaning. But then what do you do for an encore? What do you do when you leave that fasting chiropractor down in Florida, and 6 months later, what are you doing? Are you taking any vitamins or anything? Are they right for you? Is the food that I was told that I was supposed to eat after I fasted, was that really the answer for my body? Not for my body, may have been for another person who left that fasting institute. And when you're fasting, there are many kinds of things out there. You know, there's colonics and there are foot baths, and there are liver cleanses and gallbladder cleanses. But you know what you're doing? You're doing bits and pieces. And in my program, we're doing 100% detoxifying 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, with a specific type energy water that is in addition to your regular water. And this water is not only pure water and safe, but it has high vibrational frequencies that help in cleansing the body, removing the heavy metals, and detoxifying everywhere, everywhere, every day, everywhere, every day. You can't get that from spending all of these monies for temporary cleansing. My fasting was a temporary cleanse. That's nice. It's not enough. Well, I'll do it 5 or 6 times a year. Really, how many people are going to do that? Even those that do it twice a year. What happens in between? You know, I'm talking optimum health, folks. I'm not talking about gaining back 50% of your health. I'm not talking about 60, 75, 80, 85, 90. I'm talking about 95 to 100% of your health. Well, does that sound crazy and impossible? If my wife and I were not living it, and many of my clients who have been with me for any length of time, they know it. They know that works. They send me very sick people. Sometimes they are too sick for me to help. And they send to me people that are not too sick. And I can give you testimony after testimony of people who are out there. Hello?
Hi, Dr. Needles.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Scott calling from Florida.
Okay, Scott, great. Let's see how much time we've got. Oh, good. It's only 25 minutes to 9. So would you like me to give you a health dousing and get into a program that would be just as if you were a client?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So let's start out and let's see if Scott, just tell me your age. That's all I'm going to need from you.
Okay, I'm 48.
Okay. What I'm going to do first, Scott, is to see, will my program help you?
Okay.
Thank you, God. Yes. So it's a very strong spin. So whatever's going on in your system, whatever is happening in your body, okay, we can arrest it, we can reverse it, or in some cases, if something is of a different nature, we can stop it in its tracks. So anything that I tell you this evening is really all positive, okay?
Okay.
So let's look at first and let's see. There'll be 3 quadrants that I use when I start with somebody, and I ask them, and I've done this on the radio in the past, and I'll start out with that, and it is Scott healthy, okay?
Yeah.
All right? There's a positive spin. There's a neutral in the middle spin. There is a no spin at all, and then there's negative, okay? You're at the bottom of the neutral.
Okay.
And what I'm saying is that what is happening is that if you continue with your lifestyle, your eating habits, whatever you, if you are, number one, taking supplements, and if you are not, whatever that lifestyle is, that would sooner or later turn into negative in your system.
Okay.
If you continue with what you're doing. Now, the most important thing, and this is what I will start with you and on the air here, the most important number one cause of sickness and disease, number one cause of sickness and disease is Have you been with me tonight since we started?
I came in about 25 after.
Okay, all right. So let's repeat this for you and anybody else that jumped in later. The number one cause of sickness and disease is eating the wrong lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S. It's a field of that's 100 years old. It's over 100 years old. It is certainly not a science because nobody fools with it, Scott. But yet I get tremendous healing from all of the clients that I can help, and you're one of them. And what happens is this. Lectins are a protein chemical that's in all of our food and all of our drink. And with your genetics, there are foods that are compatible that you are eating, and they're helping to keep you as healthy as possible. But there are things going on in your system, and we'll get to it before this hour is over, that are causing that you are eating that is the primary, not all, very important to understand, not all, but the primary cause of sickness and illness in your system.
Okay.
And so it is my job, as if you are a paying client, and that's what we're doing on the air tonight, that I treat you no different, and I start in the same way that I would if you were already working with me. And what I would like to do is to see, is there heart problems? Is the heart working right? Okay, it is at a low neutral. Does that mean you're going to have a heart attack immediately? No, I'm not saying that. But the heart has nutritional deficiencies in it, and 48 years old, they're almost in the negative realm. So this is a big thing to focus for your body, and that is the actual heart and the workings of it. It means that it can always be improved. I had a woman this morning with an arrhythmia, and I told her, if you will stay with this program and do that eating plan, at least 80-85% of it, you will not need any treatments or drugs or surgery from that cardiologist. And so I'm saying the same thing with you, that you don't need to rush off to a cardiologist about this. Is there blockage in the arteries? There is some blockage, and there's 5, 10, there's 15, roughly 15% blockage. I'm not going into which ones, but there is about a 15% blockage in the arteries. I'm here to tell you that the arteries and the blockage, particularly, this is not an enormous amount, but this will, I promise you, this will continue to get worse and worse no matter how many physicians and how much drugs or guessing what kind of vitamins I should be taking. It is like going to Vegas and rolling the dice.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely, it doesn't work. That's why, you know, so many people end up coming with me. Can we reverse this? Absolutely. With my particular nutritional regimen, along with this 500 food eating plan, absolutely. And so that will go away, and it is a low enough amount, Scott, that you're not going to be concerned that, you know, should I, gee whiz, am I in for a stent or, you know, that kind of stuff. You're certainly not there with it. But if you continue, I keep repeating, with your lifestyle, your eating, are you taking any supplements at all?
Occasionally I take a Carlson vitamin it's a multi-mineral, multivitamin.
Okay, a vitamin mineral from, yeah. It's a wonderful, company, okay? It will be my duty to see if it's working in your system. and to make the recommendations of what is right for your genetics and what you should be taking. And I want to get back to that because I'm not getting into the vitamins at this point. I certainly will if we have time tonight, or, you know, if you want to continue on with me, you know, and work with me on a client basis, we'd certainly get into that.
Okay.
But let's look at another area, and I always look at this. Are you taking any medicines now?
None. I occasionally have herbal teas.
You're not taking any prescription drugs?
None.
Okay. All right. Have you been to have a physical in recent times?
It's been about 2 years.
Okay. All right. Well, this is not surprising to me that you're not diabetic, and you're not really pre-diabetic, but you are close to becoming a pre-diabetic. So what that means, Scott, is 100% reversal of that with my program, because when we put those 500 foods together that are right for you, and you can do, you know, there's still 15% or so cheating. You know, it's not giving up your whole life to this eating plan, but you will begin to eat the foods that are making you well and know exactly what foods are directly involved with sickness and illness, because the primary cause of sickness and disease is eating the incompatible foods for your body. And that's what we've covered so far, is the primary reason. You may hear 1,000 other answers to that. I can only tell you that 100% of the clients who do my program in a situation like this, that plaque is reversed, and that heart is healthier, gets healthier and healthier. So memory problem, short-term and long-term memory, it can be a lot better. This is not unusual, Scott. Things are working at a compromised area. Okay, the organs of your body, because of being, and let's check that too, is there toxicity? Yes, that your body is toxic. Are there heavy metals in it? Yes. Are there is there mercury? There's storage of mercury. Okay. Did you ever have amalgams, mercury amalgams?
I've asked for mercury free when I have had dental work before, and they do the composite or whatever.
Yeah.
One of my questions was about tuna, and if that's a good idea, because okay. I know tuna has been known to have
a lot of mercury. Mm-hmm. I would say that the mercury. You do show a fair amount of mercury toxicity in your system. If you were in my office here in Atlanta tonight and you were looking at the dousing and me talking here, you would see it's like a fairly strong mercury. Do you eat a lot of fish?
Well, I'm kind of like I'm in a bind. I'll eat it maybe two or three times a week, four
okay.
times. I was eating salmon more than
okay.
also salmon and turkey and.
Okay. Well, we'll address that in the eating plan if we, you know, whatever we get to tonight, or, you know, if we were continuing, as one of my clients where we go into, you know, tremendous detail.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a toxicity in there, and I would say to you, let's jump over, Scott, right now, and let's see if fish is in your best interest overall.
Okay.
So you don't have a lectin problem with fish, all right? Do you have a pencil there? Because you
yes.
might want to make some notes here.
Sure.
Okay. You can handle. Are you eating red meat? Are you eating steaks and hamburger and stuff?
I might have a hamburger once every 2 weeks or so, but that's about it on the beef.
Okay. So for your genetics, okay, red meat is not in your best interest. That has not been the primary cause of your problem, because you're not eating it every week, or eating three to five times a week. That would be a problem. So you're able to handle turkey, and your genetics, Scott, is able to handle the chicken. You can handle chicken and turkey and eggs, okay? And again, watch out with the fish, particularly since there's a toxicity in your system. If you were a client of mine and taking my supplements, that would go away. You'd be able to eat more fish.
Okay.
At this point, I'm saying to you, I would watch out with the tuna, and I think you're better off, you know, with more of the salmon. And let's look at dairy products. And are you eating much dairy products, or cheese, or yogurt, or this type of thing?
Used to, but I have an allergic reaction to it now, where I can't do dairy at all. Whether it's
I was going to tell you, it is toxic. I'm confirming what you already know.
Yes.
And the more dairy you eat, the more problems you're going to have in your body.
I usually have a 3-week reaction after dairy.
Yeah, all dairy. It's a very strong it's toxic. It's not just not good for you. So for me, dairy is positive. Everybody's different. Isn't that amazing? In your genetics, it is a no-no. Let's go to nuts and seeds. You're able to handle, I'm not going through all the nuts and seeds, that would be, we don't have time tonight, but let me get through and see, are you big into grains?
Used to be. I kind of do them every now and then, like buckwheat I would do, or oatmeal, or mostly
all right.
Those two.
Let me tell you this, okay. What is your blood type? Is it type O?
I'm an A.
Your name. Okay, well, that's the dairy product. That's the
yeah.
dairy product. You're a combination of O and A. I'll tell you why. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats, okay, all of those lectins are incompatible for your body.
The gluten, basically.
It's not the gluten. No, sir. No, let me tell you about, I'll just spend a minute on that. I personally have proven, okay, with my private practice, 100% of the time, that because they don't know what lectins are, a whole industry has been built up about gluten. Okay, that is ridiculous. That is not the problem. It is the lectins. They're either compatible or incompatible. Because I have client after client who take gluten, but eating the right lectins, doing fabulous. So that is just an aside. But I'm not here to debate, you know, the different industries out there.
Sure.
What I'm saying to you is, no matter, that is not in your best interest. Do you eat mushrooms?
No, I stay away from them. I've had candidiasis.
Right?
I stay away from mushrooms because of the candidiasis that I had way back.
Yeah, it's irritating to you. And there is candida in your body right now. And if you were to come to me and we worked and did the details of your eating plan, and because we're winding down here, I've got about
okay.
two or three more minutes. So,
okay.
And I would give you exactly, specifically what's best for you, for your body, with over five going into beverages and condiments and going into the spices and stuff. But I wanted to tell you that there's your sugar levels are up. Are you eating a lot of fruit? Are you eating fruit every day?
No, I tend to stay away from it because I'm hypoglycemic, and it would like.
Okay. All right. And here's what I'm going to tell you, Scott. I'm an ex-hypoglycemic too. Okay. I would let you know and go through the fruit categories. If you were a client of mine. Right now, I would, and I'm telling you either, even if you don't come to me, you need to get off and stay off of fruit at this time. It won't be for the rest of your life.
Okay.
You will, if you are with me, I can't speak if you're on your own, but I know that if you're with me, those nutrients that are in that fruit are going to be replaced with the right compatible supplements for your body, so you won't have to worry, am I getting, you know, the nutrients from my Florida orange and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that candida, okay, is causing problems in your system, and it's because you're eating out of balance. You're not eating the right lectins for your system, and at least we got through some of the protein that's out there. And so I'm going to say to you, because I've got to wind down here, that I took three, and I wish you'd call earlier because we could have done a lot more. But I'm saying to you, if you want to work with me, and even if I talk with you from during my office hours during the week, you know, and I'll give you, you know, what it costs and so forth, and I don't charge for that either. I only start charging if you become a client. But if you want to call me at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, we're both on Eastern, like 9 to 4 is a good time. I'll get back with you if
okay.
I'm not out, you know, for a little while. And we'll continue this and talk some more about it in detail for you. But, again, what you're doing is not working, okay?
Yeah.
And that Carlson, I will tell you, Carlson is a wonderful company, and I said this earlier this evening, probably before you turned in, what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another.
Yes.
And it's not working for you.
Okay.
And if you come with me and we talk about it, you will only be taking supplements. Every penny you spend will be for Scott's Genetics. And I promise you'll know in the first 2 weeks to 30 days whether this is working for you. But the longer you stay with me, the healthier you will get, because we're for the first time going to work specifically with your genetics.
Okay?
Okay? Any questions at this point? And then I've got to call it an evening.
Okay, that was 653-1056.
1-800-653-1056. Yeah, that's my office here in Atlanta.
Thank you so much, Dr. Needles.
Thank you so much, Scott. I hope to hear further from you.
I'll give you a call.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening this evening. God bless you, and talk to you next week. Bye.